Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Ball, Kennedy at Washington, Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Good afternoon. Welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM. We are loaded today. We are going to talk with author Mark Wilson. That'll be coming up. He's got a brand new book about Niall Kinnick. Brian Estridge, play-by-play voice of the TCU Horned Frogs, will be joining us as well. And Chris List to answer your fantasy football questions, as well as a Bowling Night in America preview. It's all coming up on the Gym Class for a Wednesday on KGYM. And welcome into our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids at 302. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour of the Gym Class here on KGYM. As I mentioned, we got a big show coming your way today. Going to kick it off talking with author Mark Wilson. We'll do that here in just a little bit. And was not Kirk Ferentz meeting the media today. It was the coordinators. Brian Ferentz, offensive coordinator, Phil Parker, the defensive coordinator, and LeVar Woods, special teams coordinator. We're down in Iowa City today. Kyle is going through all that audio right now, getting it ready to go, and you'll hear from the coordinators coming up on local programming right here on KGYM. And Mark, nothing too out of the ordinary coming out of it today. Brian Ferentz talked about, does he second-guess himself as far as play calling is concerned? And he said, no, I don't, which was a fine answer. Also likes to be on the field when he is doing his offensive coordinator duties. But nothing too significant today out of Iowa City.
No, LeVar Woods, the special teams coach, was asked about the punt returner, Kyle Grunwig, and he said he's our guy. And Grunwig, of course, had that fumble right inside Wisconsin territory. Didn't lead to any points, but really was a golden opportunity for the Iowa Hawkeyes in that game. And then the a situation with Sean Beyer touching football with his foot, giving Wisconsin the football at Iowa's 10-yard line. And said Beyer's back at practice, working hard, and something they obviously need to work on.
And it was they were trying to deflect the – I hate to use the word blame – from Sean Beyer. It was a team breakdown is what they were trying to get everybody. There have been some people on the lunatic fringe out there that have been
piling on him.
And this is why It's not social media. This is why it's social networking, ladies and gentlemen, because there's nothing media about this. It's a bunch of people that got nothing better to do than to pile on, you know, a 19, 20-year-old kid for making a mistake. And that's just stupid. It's just stupid. And if you did it out there, shame on you. Or if you know someone who did it, shame on them out there.
Well, it shouldn't happen. And I think Beyer would be the first to tell you.
Absolutely.
And LeVar Woods would be the first to tell you. But Beyer, I think, was blocking to the whistle.
He was.
There was no communication or lack thereof. Hey, you're talking about nearly 70,000 screaming fans. And it's not easy to hear on the field, I'm quite sure. I've never been down there in that situation. But not apologizing for Beyer, because he's a local kid. I just seen that situation more than once. And I have to imagine Iowa will correct it. Are they better?
Yeah, they'll get it taken care of, I'm sure. 319-366-1600, Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, if you would like to weigh in today. Also, we are, as always, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated. Another four-pack of tickets, WWE style, for the holiday tour. We'll give those away before 4 o'clock coming up today as well. We got a loaded show coming up as well.
We're in the midst of the final week of the baseball season. The NL Central has gotten that much tighter. The Milwaukee Brewers a half game behind the Chicago Cubs. And a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to deal with the Cubs' fate. What's the most realistic outcome for the Cubs at this point? We give you two choices. National League Central champs, or National League wildcard. Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. There's also one other scenario, albeit
very small,
that the Cubs wouldn't make the postseason at all.
And now, they have to lose every game.
The Cubs would have to lose every game. The Cubs have not lost three straight at Wrigley Field all year, facing the Pirates tonight again and again tomorrow night in that series. So that bodes well for the Cubs. The Cardinals in a must-win situation against the Brewers. And neither of those teams play tomorrow. The Cubs do and the Colorado Rockies do.
Correct.
Colorado in that National League wildcard mix. So very interesting down the stretch.
Would you put your money on the Brewers right now, winning the National League Central?
Very hot.
Very hot. And they close out with the team that somewhat resembles the Detroit Tigers for the final three. I shouldn't talk. They're heading the White Sox. But they haven't been putting out the greatest lineups in the history of baseball in Motown.
No, for teams that have been eliminated, it's a lot of guys that, in Detroit's case, Ron Gardenhire is taking a look at, see what they have. Castellanos is an excellent ball player in the top 10 in batting, but by and large, Detroit is not a good. I don't understand why the Brewers, maybe just the way the numbers break down, but why they wouldn't finish with somebody in the Central Division.
Well, somebody's got to play in the American
League.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Just happens to be that it's the Milwaukee Brewers this year, as far as the schedule broke down, as they will take on the Tigers for the final three. And still in it or out, the Cardinals would like probably nothing better than to rain on the Cubs parade somehow. Not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, with two rivals going at it, what they're probably thinking. Cardinals lose tonight. They're in pretty bad shape.
Yes, they are.
As far as there are going to be four teams out of these five that get in. And the Cardinals right now probably are the odds-on favorite to be on the outside looking in.
Whether the Cardinals are in it or not, that's going to be a meaningful series at Wrigley Field this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Absolutely.
With not only the division on the line, but should the Cardinals still be alive in the wild card race, they'll have motivation there. The Cardinals are going to have motivation anyway against their chief rival, I would think. So. Yeah. Makes up for a very interesting weekend.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. Author Mark Wilson's going to join us. He's got a brand new book about Niall Kenick, and we'll talk with Mark about that when we return after this. It is Gym Class for a Wednesday here on KGYM.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases? But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
As you leave the game today, remember to buckle up. Research has shown that when used properly, seatbelts can reduce the risk of fatal injury to front seat passenger car occupants by 45%. It's time for these preventable fatalities to stop. Whether you're traveling around the corner or across the country, wearing your seatbelt is one of the best ways to ensure you make it to your destination safely. If you love them, encourage family and friends to buckle up every trip, every time. You can make a difference. Buckle up, America. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Friday afternoon at 3, tune into 106.3 FM for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. The Gym will be coming to you live from Regina before their matchup with South Hardin. Zach Mackey will be your host alongside Gary Fickle. Countdown to kickoff with us as we chat with coaches and athletes and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard, Friday afternoon at 3 on The Gym.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Back with you in the gym class for Wednesday here in KGYM at 3:11. Thank you for joining us here today. Brian Estridge, TCU play-by-play man, is going to join us coming up in a bit. Chris Liss from RotoWire.com to join us as well. But we are happy to bring in author Mark Wilson, who has written a book that took a long time to prepare. And we're going to talk about that with Mark here as he has penned a book chronicling Niall Kenick. And Mark, thanks for joining us here today. How are you on a Wednesday?
Well, I'm just excited, and I think it's a real honor to be on your show and then just give my insights about, you know, how this all started and why, and, you know, it's a story right there. I'm a first-time author. I'll be 72 years old in about 3 weeks, and I never thought back in 2008 that I'd have a book published on the 100th anniversary of Niall Kinnock's birth, or the 75th anniversary of his death during World War II, and I think the odds of that ever happening would have been pretty slim. But I'm excited to be on the program and share that journey.
Excited to have you too, Mark. And let's get into that. The impetus for writing the book. It took 10 years. Tell us about it.
Well, It my roots are really deep here in Iowa City. Born, raised, graduated from City High onto the U here, and my first real, you know, hearing about Niall Kinnick was when I was 17, basically when I was a freshman at Iowa, and one of my fraternity brothers, Bill Green Jr., his father played with Niall Kinnick during that 39 season.
Mm-hmm.
And Parents' Day came, and he introduced me to his dad, and, you know, and you think, well, who's Niall Kinnick? I mean, so I didn't hear a lot about it, but over the years, his name was always out there, and the only person to win the Heisman and the Associated Press Mail Athlete of the Year, you know, especially beating out Joe DiMaggio, and he batted .381 for the Yankees. I'm a Giants fan, but it all began. I started thinking, what did he really put in his Navy journal the day before he was killed in that unfortunate accident in the Caribbean? And I looked it up, and the last five words that he wrote were, "People must come before prophets." And then right before that was a catchy little quote that he put in his journal. And I was teaching at the time here in Iowa City at Mark Twain Elementary School, and worked with as a Title I reading teacher. So I worked with kids who were disadvantaged and at risk of failure in reading, and it said, you know, how I wish I could play and sing. It's a sad mistake to try to be the head man in everything you do. And the axiom, if it's worth doing at all, it's worth doing well, has its limitations. You can stay on the ball most of the time, but learn to coast between moments of all-out effort. So that really got me started in the late 90s. But I carried that around with me, and I still do for, you know, the last 20 years, because working with kids had single moms, and, you know, they were disadvantaged and at risk of failing. So I got my master's in reading and worked with these kids to try to get them on level. But that's what really started to lead me toward, I'm gonna read what Niall wrote in all those letters and journals and diaries and essays and speeches, and what was he saying? And that's what began my journey, was those last two quotes, especially the one about staying on the ball all the time.
Go ahead. I wonder if you'd share the story about coming upon the Walter Camp trophy that was in pieces, that trophy that Kinnick had won, and tell us about that.
Okay, I've been an ambassador for the University of Iowa Athletics Hall of Fame and Museum since 2002. Well, I was there right when it opened up, and I just being a Hawks fan growing up in Iowa City, and you know, the campus being my playground as a kid, you just get, you know, rooted pretty quickly. Well, I was at the front desk. I welcomed people. I'd take them on tours. And in came Joshua Larson, he back in 2003. And he was bringing in boxes of just stuff that had been stored everywhere, in the bowels of Kinnick Stadium, at the Hawkeye Carver Arena, their old field, the field house, and even at Hancher. There's just no place for all of these trophies, and especially ones that had no names on them, but they were like fourth and fifth place trophies. But then I looked in the box, and I saw some broken pieces, and, you know, one, and the Walter Camp, I think it's changed a little bit over the years, but it had five statuettes. Four were on the base, and they were in punting poses. And then on the kind of like the globe, the world, was a passing pose. And all of those statuettes were snapped at the ankle. And you couldn't read the brass plate at all. And I looked at it, and we discovered, well, this is Niall Kinnick's Walter Camp Memorial Trophy for being the best college football player in America. And I just don't understand how it didn't get lost or pieces thrown out during that long time frame from 1939 to 2003. But we did recognize it, and the athletic department sent it to the trophy shops, and they really have to replace some of these statues, and then the authenticity of something like that would kind of not be what the department would really want. So I just blurted it out. I will restore this trophy. I had no idea what I was going to do. I mean, I have a lot of the pictures. I'm glad I took the pictures of the trophy laid out on my carpet and used that as kind of my workshop for 3 months. And I was able to put it back together and shine it up and all those little things and transport it back to the Hall of Fame, and now it sits next to the Heisman. And I've written a little bit about that in the book, how he inspired me. Those four chapters that I wrote are all chapters that my publisher said, you know, it's great to hear these quotes and, you know, from that time frame, and, you know, about government and economics and race and poverty and you name the subject, and he would write about it in his letters and his journals. But what is so cool about what he wrote back then are they're still relevant today. And so I spent, I'd say 7-8 years reading everything, special collections, anything I could find, magazines, newspapers, and I put together 366 very insightful and very remarkable quotes about even the kind of gal that he'd like to marry someday. And that's how DP got into some of these issues and topics and back then. And and then I finally found a nonfiction publisher with the help of Dave Dirks, who's at the Center for Advancement here in Iowa City, formerly the University of Iowa Foundation. And we met, and, you know, it's okay. I like these quotes. Keep in mind, this is not a biography or historical fiction. It's something I think it's never been done before. And you have a copy in front of you with the gold cover? Or do you have a copy?
Not yet. But okay, planning on picking one up.
You want somehow. But the publisher did challenge me. He said, Mark, this is great. There's, you know, nice things that he said and about all those areas. I mean, you name the topic, he addressed it. But he said, I'd like you to write 4 chapters on how you connect to Niall Kinnick. Now, Niall Kinnick died, you know, on June 2nd, 1943. And so I did. I went through the whole process. I called them fascination, admiration, how he inspired me, inspiration, and dedication. And I did that, and my wife helped me with the editing, and, you know, the project finally got finished about, this year. And I never would have believed that it would be published on, like I said earlier, the 100th anniversary of his birth, and then be in the booth with Gary Dolphin talking about this on Niall Kinnick Day. So it's a lot of the odds, you know, about that happening are just not there when I first started. But I think one of the most difficult chapters was, you know, how I connected to him. You know, I was diagnosed with a very rare cancer on August 24th, 2016. And I was in the final stages of writing this book. And I thought 4 months of chemo, I think this will be difficult for anybody. Mm-hmm. But I thought I'm going to keep my spiritual fitness, my mental fitness, my social fitness, and my physical fitness together like a 4-piece puzzle, which is not easy. Niall went through a lot of that during that 39 season with his ankle and his ribs and his separated shoulder. And he used those kind of fitnesses to fight the adversities that he had as well as me. I did the same thing. I tried to fight it with having that spiritual fitness, you know, worshiping in small group Bible studies, things like that, just reading the Bible in prayer, and then my physical fitness. I decided, I try to keep my body in shape and did that, and like Niall. And then my mental fitness was trying to complete this book. Yeah. Staying at it, not giving up. And then Niall was the same type of person. And he is the kind of person that had a lot of courage. And I mean that because he battled his adversities with a lot of pain, and he got through it. And he had that grit, that fearlessness, and as a military he's in the U.S. Navy Air Corps. He had a lot of his bravery and his heroism were just beyond approach, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And I battled through that, finished it up. I have a chapter on admiration, which deals with my quadrant of life, those 4 fitnesses, and how I connected to Niall, and it's about the same way. And so I'm just so proud because having Jim Leach, our congressman here at Iowa, in Iowa, 30-year in the House of Reps, doing the epilogue for this book is just amazing. And Hayden Fry coming on board, and Kurt, and, you know, Gary, and Eddie Podolak, Chuck Long, and Bump, and Dr. Christine Grant. It does kind of put a little pressure on you, but they all just appreciated my effort and endorsed the book, and I guess the rest is history.
Well, Mark, it's been a great visit. I understand you're going to donate proceeds from the book. A little about that, and where can people find the book?
Okay. And my goal was I had two major goals. Number one was to preserve the legacy of Niall Kinnick, because there's always new people coming on board every day, walking into Kinnick Stadium, who's Kinnick, and preserving a legacy of a man that would have been 100 years old on July 9th of this year. My second goal, was to donate all my royalties from this book for the 6 scholarships that are in his name, There's one for leadership. I think Ben Neiman got that last year. There's four memorial. I think Akram Wadley got a portion of that. James Daniels, Noah Fant, and Marye Harris, a track athlete. And then there's one for women, and I'm thinking Kaylee House got that one. So that's my goal, to keep those scholarships going, help out those student athletes that don't have to worry about tuition and can really just work and focus on their grades and their studying, and that's what I did and I'm doing. And
people can find the book where, Mark?
Okay. In Iowa City, it's at Iowa Book. I will be doing a signing there on a Friday afternoon before the Maryland homecoming game. It's at the Fan Shop out on in Coralville and the Black and Gold out there, Prairie Lights. It's on. You can Google The Way of Niall C. Kinnick on Amazon, and you could purchase it online. So, let's see. Yeah, Barnes & Noble has it. I may have mentioned that. So all of those different places are available to purchase the book.
All right. I know it's been a great decade-long project, and can't wait to dive into it, Mark. And appreciate your time, and we'll try to get the word out before the Maryland game on the book signing for you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care, and maybe I'll see you soon again.
Thank you, Mark.
Mark Wilson, author of the book, The Way of Niall C. Kinnick, Jr., and he's going to be signing those on homecoming weekend as well. And as Mark mentioned, if you didn't catch all of the places, we'll have the podcast up where you can pick up the book. So very good book, as a matter of fact. 3:28, we're going to take a break, come back, and we got more for you coming up. As we head to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up the tickets to WWE, as the holiday tour is going to be coming to the U.S. Cellular Center. That is going to be coming up in November. To be exact, it is going to be on Monday, November the 26th. The holiday tour includes WWE champion, one of Mark's favorites, AJ Styles. He takes on Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton, tag team champions New Day, women's champion Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and a whole lot more. They're going to be at the U.S. Cellular Center. We're going to take caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You will pick up a family four-pack of tickets to see WWE. We'll come back with more of the Gym Class after this here on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, how much football is too much football?
No such thing.
Correct. And when it comes to business travel gotta-haves, how much is too much?
No such thing, especially at La Quinta.
Roomy rooms with workspace to spare.
High-speed internet that's as free as an uncovered receiver.
And La Quinta's bright side breakfast that could fill up a fullback.
Even free coffee that never takes a timeout.
There's no such thing as being too ready for that next big meeting.
So prepare to win at business with La Quinta.
Book now at LQ.com.
Now's the time to prepare for winter driving with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant on sale for $8.99 a gallon after $6 mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get maximum freeze protection for your car's engine with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, Mark Duke's music here.
Long Train Running?
Yeah. Little Doobie Brothers going. Matt in Manchester, congratulations. He is going to go to WWE, the holiday tour coming up in late November, Monday, November the 26th at the U.S. Cellular Center. Our thanks to Mark Wilson for joining us. In fact, we got some Mark Wilson admirers on the text line.
Yeah, 4222 in the 503 area code. We found out that's Oregon.
That is Portland area.
Mr. Wilson helped me with my reading comprehension when I was in grade school. He was a class act, and I thank him forever. Hope you're still listening, Mark.
Yeah.
Nice comment.
Teachers love that. Teachers love that sort of thing. And, again, we'll have the podcast up and available after the program today. And if you missed the locales that you can pick up Mark's book, you'll be able to pick that up on the podcast. Really good book. It's a little different take as far as Niall Kinnock is concerned. More, like Mark said, about the writings of Niall Kinnock. And a lot of people thought he was going to be president of the United States someday. Now, I don't know if that was going to happen or not, but obviously fate turned a different direction as far as Kinnock is concerned. And, you know, who knows how things would have turned out. But I think Niall would have done okay.
Very well-rounded, intelligent individual, that's for sure. We thank our Cardinal fans for weighing in on the Emil's Hideaway poll question, KGYMRadio.com. What's the most realistic outcome for the Cubs at this point? National League Central champs and NL wild card. Right now, wild card is leading at 75%.
Cardinals have to win out, basically, or they just have to win, period. In fact, Cardinals just tweeted out something that it's simple. We have to win. And that's about as simple as it gets. Five teams vying for four spots in the National League between the Cardinals, Brewers, Cubs, Dodgers, and Rockies. And right now, Cubs half game up on the Brewers, and the Dodgers half game up on the Colorado Rockies at this point.
0189 on the text line, the Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line. Remember 1969, the Cubs lost 17 of the last 25, and the Mets ended up being the amazing Mets. The texter believes past, maybe prologue, I don't know. 1455, I'm a big Cubs fan. Tonight, I'm a bigger Cardinal fan because I do not see the Brewers dropping a single game to Detroit. So the Cubs would need to win out in order to clinch the division. Cub fan rooting for the Cardinals tonight. Probably not the only one.
Not the only one. If you're the Cubs and you are the wild card, who do you pitch next week? Another question.
Lester's scheduled to go Friday or Saturday, the last I looked.
I think tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? It might be tomorrow. Yeah.
So it'd be almost his turn in the rotation, but he's not been the best pitcher as of late on that staff. It's not going to be Montgomery. Hendricks has been very good as of late. Who knows what Quintana's going to do tonight.
Quintana's been up and down, yeah.
So that's a mystery. You'd almost have to give it to Lester, wouldn't you? Guy that's been through it before, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you have to, no matter what, in that situation. Start a reliever. Come on. It's the thing to do. Brian Estridge, unfortunately, had to bow out of our interview today. He had a conference call come up at the bottom of the hour and had to take that. So our apologies out there to TCU Horned Frog fans, of which I know two of them, Mark, here in town, by the way.
Really?
Yes, I do. Longtime TCU fans. And so I apologize on behalf of Brian. He's a good guy. We've had him on before. We'll have him on again.
Get another game coming up 6 o'clock Saturday night in Fort Worth.
We'll have it for you 4 o'clock with the pregame on Saturday right here on KGYM. Just past 6 o'clock will be the kickoff for that one. All right. So we're going to move on to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. We're going to take another break, come back. Kyle's going to dial up Chris. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. Your fantasy football questions are welcome at 319-366-1600. Back with Chris after this.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from the Crisis Center.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Stop mold dead in its tracks with Concrobium Mold Control products. Its proven mold-fighting solution eliminates and prevents mold. Choose from a 32-ounce bottle or 14-ounce aerosol spray. $6.21 after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through September 29th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
KGYM, your home for everything football. Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, NFL, and Smart FM. The soundtrack for your tailgate festivities. In-depth insight from UNASH and Dukes. Todd Rommelkamp with Alex Kuhn and Smart Rock from Smart FM. To get you ready for all the action throughout the fall. From great offense and defense to great Aussie and AC/DC. From before the boom to back in black. Your football entertainment is covered with KGYM and Smart FM.
FMLA, FLSA, ACA.
It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they are applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Back at 3:39 here in the gym class here on KGYM. We'll get you a BNA preview coming up. But Chris List of RotoWire.com set to join us right now. Chris's appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. And if you have a fantasy football question, give us a call, 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Everybody's happy. Bears won. Chiefs won. Chris's Giants won. I had high score this week in fantasy football. It's a merriment. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. I had a good week too. I went 12-4 against the spread. I won 7 out of 8 fantasy leagues that I was in. The one negative is I faded the Vikings in Survivor, saw the Vikings go down, and thought I was going to win the whole pool, but I had the Jaguars.
Oh,
so
boy.
That was the only negative.
Can't have everything, I guess, right?
I didn't get it.
That is a good weekend. Let's get to the text line, Chris, 5786. I has a twofold question. First of all, needs two running backs from among Lamar Miller, Sony Michel, Duke Johnson, and Chris Carson.
I'll definitely go Sony Michel. And then I guess I'll go Chris Carson.
Second part of that is it needs two wide receivers among 5. Cooks, Emmanuel Sanders, Josh Gordon, Keelan Cole, Kenny Galladay.
I would go Galladay and Cooks.
No Josh Gordon yet.
Nah, you gotta wait and see what they do with him. They didn't even let him play last week. And I was talking about this on the XM show. It's like the guys with upside like Gordon are great to have on your bench. But you can't use them until they have upside and clear opportunity. And we don't know about the clear opportunity yet.
33-31 is in a non-PPR, Chris. Needs two wide receivers. Watkins, Corey Davis, Jordy Nelson, Calvin Ridley.
I'll go Ridley and Davis.
Next up, 79-66 is in a 10-team non-PPR. Is Kerryon Johnson or James White worth adding? If so, should I drop Latavius Murray to get them? I have Cook, which is why I picked up Murray.
I'd probably hold on to Murray for now, but Kerryon Johnson has more upside. It depends, because Cook, I mean, the thing about Cook is, you know, if he's out, then Murray's probably got more value than Johnson. Johnson's really good, but there's LeGarrette Blount and Theo Riddick there. So if you want to really be aggressive, drop Murray for Johnson and hope for the best with Cook. If you want to play it safe, hold on to Murray.
1954. Chris, half-point PPR, Tevin Coleman or Marshawn Lynch?
I'll go Tevin Coleman in half-point PPR.
Let's see. Pick two of these three. Deshaun Johnson, Corey Davis, Kenny Stills.
Deshaun Jackson,
I'm sorry.
I'll go Corey Davis and I'll go Deshaun Jackson. He and Kenny Stills are kind of like the same guy, but I'll take the guy in the better offense.
This is in a standard league. I should have added, Chris. I'm sorry. Alfred Morris or Aaron Jones?
Morris for now. Jones might be amazing, but you know, Mike McCarthy, you never know what he wants to do.
Got a question about a half-point PPR league. Pick two, Austin, Eckler. Mm. Austin Eckler, Isaiah Crowell, and Randall Cobb.
I would go the two running back. Well, Green Bay's got a good matchup. I'll go, you said half PPR. I'll go Eckler and Crowell.
Ryan from Walford, a two-part question. He's in a full-point PPR. Kenyon Drake or Sony Michel?
It's close, but I'll go Michelle.
And then Calvin Ridley or Josh Gordon?
You got to go Ridley until we know more about what kind of role Gordon's going to have.
17-53 needs one, a PPR in a flex position. Tariq Cohen, Tyler Lockett, or Geronimo Allison?
I'll go Lockett.
79-66, do you trust Kittle with Beathard at quarterback or start Burton in a non-PPR?
I don't trust Kittle with Beathard, but sometimes the new quarterback, you know, uses the tight end as sort of a safety net because he's not standing that far away. 50-50. I don't like Trubisky either. That's the problem with Burton. I guess Niners playing at San Diego. I'll go Kittle on a hunch.
What are your thoughts about C.J. Beathard? He's got the keys now the rest of the year for the 49ers.
Wasn't very good last year. I mean, he was a rookie, so couldn't expect much. Kyle Shanahan is a great offensive coach. I think the Niners will be bad, but they won't be total doormat bad. And so I think maybe Alfred Morris, Breida, if he's healthy, Kittle, and maybe Marquise Goodwin, or maybe somebody else steps up. They'll have a little bit of value. It certainly hurts.
48-15 is in a PPR and needs two. Goodwin, Hilton, John Brown, or Brandon Cooks?
Cooks and Hilton, though I also like John Brown.
82-58, Alfred Morris or Aaron Jones?
Alfred Morris.
Oh, let's see. 62-30. Should I trade Le'Veon Bell for Shady and Ivory? Full PPR.
Nah. It's just not good enough. I know it's horrible that you have to keep Bell on your roster, but way too much upside to dump him for those Bills guys.
We talked about Beathard, Chris, and my question is, you're going to see Rosen, Allen, Mayfield. Who else is going to be new this week? From a fantasy standpoint, your thoughts?
I love Mayfield. I think Mayfield is the real thing and is already going to be a star and by far the best quarterback in the draft. Rosen, I don't really know. I'm not a huge college football guy. He didn't really have much of a chance when he came in. We'll see. Didn't look that comfortable. Josh Allen looked pretty good against the Vikings and athletic. I don't know if that's sustainable, but it's kind of a crazy game. I'm not a fan of Darnold, but I could be wrong about that. But Mayfield, to me, is by far the best player in that draft.
Is that because he's a Jet, or you just don't like Darnold?
It's a little bit. You know, I got into it on Twitter with some, you know, the stats guys. You can't take a running back ahead of Darnold. The Giants screwed up, but if you watch Barkley play, they are not going to regret that. And Darnold, he just looked a little shell-shocked to me. Maybe he'll end up being a great one, but, you know, Baker Mayfield came in relief and just looked like Joe Montana out there. I think it's just a whole different level.
That's why I don't get the whole Barkley, oh, you can't take a running back. Saquon Barkley is special. And people,
oh, Mahomes is Montana, Chris.
Oh,
right?
It's been three games, and I hope you're right.
Elway. Mahomes is like Elway, actually. But the thing is, because you get that absolute cannon for an arm. The thing is, the reason you don't take a running back is because running backs, even like the top ones, are like, you know, $10 million a year, whereas quarterbacks are $30 million a year. So the whole key is you get the quarterback on his rookie contract, like Russell Wilson, for cheap. He ends up being an elite quarterback right away, or Wentz, or Goff, or any of these guys. And then you can build your team with all the extra cap money. But the running back, if you get on his rookie contract, you're not saving that much as you would with a good quarterback. That's the idea. But the downside is, if you get a franchise quarterback who ends up being Blaine Gabbert or Christian Ponder or Jamarcus Russell, your franchise is sunk for 3 years because you've invested so much in the guy, you can't get rid of him. And so there's a real downside to missing on the QB. So my view is, if you have a camp, if you have a guy like Mayfield that you think this guy's going to be a superstar, then you take him. But if you're not really sure about the other QBs, then go ahead and take the generational running back.
2662 is Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us, courtesy of Imon Communications. Half point PPR league, Duke Johnson, Hines, or Ivory?
I guess I would go Ivory, but just make sure McCoy might start. And so if McCoy starts, then it's really ugly. It's kind of a gamble. I guess I'm going to say Duke Johnson, but very, very, they're all bad options.
In 91-36, give up Alex Collins and Funchess for Joe Mixon. He also has Gio Bernard already, so he'd have two Bengals.
Do it. That's a smart trade. I like it.
Let's see. 66-87 is in the PPR and needs one running back. Jones, Henry, or Powell?
Jones. Which Jones? I'd go Powell. I would go Henry over Powell, but which Jones is it?
A. Jones.
Which one?
It just says initial A.
Oh, Aaron Jones, probably. I guess I would go with Henry.
37-56 needs a flex in a standard league. Robert Woods, John Brown, or Keelan Cole?
I like all three of those guys. And it's really close to a standard league. I guess I'll say John Brown, but they're all about equal.
Chris, as we go into week number four, buys start kicking in, and other things here very, very soon. Had some injuries already. We know about Mahomes. Other rookies are starting to get their feet wet as far as the NFL. It's kind of exciting right now as far as fantasy football.
I think it's been an interesting season. You know, you have Fitzpatrick is the only player in NFL history with three straight 400-yard games. No one's done more than two. There's only been eight other guys who even had two. This is Ryan Fitzpatrick. He and Mahomes are on a pace that's just off the charts. Obviously, it's going to slow down. Michael Thomas is on pace for 200 catches. Michael Thomas, he's caught 38 of the 40 targets thrown his way. Think about that. When they've targeted him, only two out of 40 have been incomplete. That's almost impossible, even with Drew Brees. So Drew Brees is on a monster pace also. It's a very crazy fantasy year already.
Well, Fitzpatrick has a bad day at the Bears this week. Tampa Bay has a bye week next week. They pull the trigger on Winston?
Yeah, I think if Fitzpatrick really has a bad game, then Winston's going to start after the bye. I think if Fitzpatrick has a decent game, all bets are off. Who knows? I mean, we don't know for sure that he's even starting this week. They think he is. Really, it's really tough on me because I'm in a QB flex league, and I got Winston. And you know, in those leagues, you can't just find a QB. There's no QBs left.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the trouble.
1803, Golden Tate or Chris Hogan for a flex in a non-PPR?
Wow. In PPR, it's Golden Tate for sure. I guess I'll go Tate. You just know he's getting the volume.
Full point PPR, 33-54 is involved in. Needs one. Carson, Drake, Collins, or Breda?
Who's the last guy?
Oh, Breda.
Matt Breda. Breda's hurt right now, so you got to check on that. I think Carson. He got like 32 carries last week, and he's got a good matchup.
All right. A lot of information, a lot of answers, and more answers are available, I know, at rotowire.com, Chris. So let the folks know about the offer you guys have.
Right. So if you have start sit questions, every guy is ranked by position for this week, PPR and half PPR, non-PPR. It is rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. You just register. You get everything free for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, you decide whether you want to pay or not. If you don't, that's it. Again, it's rotowire.com/trial.
Here's hoping we have as good a weekend this weekend.
I know. Let's do it again. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey, Chris, appreciate it. As always, talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us here on Wednesdays here on the Gym Class. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, also the sponsor of our knockout pool, which is down precious few right now for the $500.
Some people on the Vikings last week?
You got to think there were some people on the Vikings last week. Yeah, down to precious few for that $500 prize and the recliner. With not one, but two cup holders. And this thing is pretty awesome. It's the Cadillac of recliners.
Pretty sweet, pretty sweet.
We're trying to keep people out of it here at the station. That's what we're trying to do. Successfully so far. They get, you know, they get one try to sit in it, and then, all right, you're out. Get out, get out, get out. So Chris joins us. If you did not get your question answered, Tristan Cockcroft will join Todd and Alex coming up, I believe, at 6:30 tonight. That's also brought to you by I'm On Communications. It is Wednesday. That means it is bowling night in America. Time for one team to get in gear. I can say that because I'm not on tonight. But our bowling night in America preview is brought to you by May City Bowl, located on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the proud sponsor, sometimes more proud of Bowling Night in America than others, but we always have a good time over there. Thank you, Tom, everybody. Everybody at the Pro Shop, we do appreciate it.
After a couple weeks off, I'm back in the mix and hope to contribute in some small way, even if it's donating money to the pot. Each game.
I did win two pots last week.
Now, that's progress.
That is progress.
Didn't hurt, help your average at all.
No,
though,
it did
it?
Not.
Week four, and the Rusty Nails are a lousy 4-4-8. And
tied with the Pin Pals.
Tied with the Pin
Hi,
Pals,
guys.
Nearly in the basement. But we're going to try to right the ship tonight against Quality Auto. Secretary Mike Hoskins, Bob Kohler, Hall of Fame statistician at Kennedy. If he isn't, he should be. But good group of guys. Well found on lanes 25 and 26 again. Week four, bowling night in America.
Mike's average is north of 200.
It's very scary.
So are we getting pins by chance tonight?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not there. We'll see.
Well, good for Mike.
Well, it's great for Mike. It's great for Mike. So yeah, you won't have far to take the envelope tonight too. So.
No, not at
There's
all.
There's a plus right there. There's
if
a
you
plus.
Want to investigate league averages like Mike Hoskins, May City Bowl is a place to do it.
Or, oh, Mike's
or visit the pro shop. Andy Dirk's doing a great job there. Open bowling parties, whatnot. I inquire at MayCityBowlCR.com or give them a call 362-0136.
Boy, I'm happy. Happy I'm not there tonight. Mike's going to be saying I'm ducking him anyway. But, you know, it's just
You're not sandbagging with that average.
No, I am not.
I am.
It's just my turn to be off.
Or him.
Week. Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, not at all. Not at all. And next week is I peeked ahead. The Grill Masters are next week, so that's after a Chief Bronco game, too.
So and I'm not ducking them this time.
No, you are not. You'll be there and I'll be there.
Yeah.
So, man alive. That's a double
that's
sneak
the old
preview.
Viking Lounge.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Buzz, Warren, Wayne, Matt.
Although Buzz hasn't been there yet. Buzz hasn't been there yet.
Okay.
But he's it's imminent. His first appearance is imminent. As I mentioned, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next year on KGYM. Wanted to get this out. Picked up Street and Smith's college basketball last night. out and about, just in case you are curious out there. Hawkeyes, where do you think Street Smith has Iowa?
In the Big
Finishing
10?
Finishing in the Big 10.
I'm going to say 6th.
10th.
What?
10th.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was taken back by that a little bit. How about Iowa State?
I think 5th.
6th.
6th. Okay.
6th. How about UNI and Drake? Well, however.
Drake will be towards the bottom.
Drake's 9th.
UNI is going to be a surprising team, but the Valley's tough this year.
Valley is really tough.
3rd or 4th?
I think they're 6th.
Wow.
They have Illinois State unseating Loyola.
Mm.
And I said the entire Valley, the goal this year is to get that second bid,
mm-hmm.
which they have certainly should have gotten sometime in the past few years, but that's the way it goes anyway. But basketball is right around the corner. How about that?
Out and about tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Tailgate tour.
We're at Wash.
Yeah.
No game. That's till Friday, but the kids are out half day on Friday, so we have to be there on Thursday. So we'll be out at Wash tomorrow talking with their coaches at 3. Hope you enjoyed it. Podcast available soon. We'll talk to you tomorrow at Wash at 3.